live in 4 seconds.
Radio.
This is a radio message.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls on the internet, coast to coast of the U.S. and around the world, welcome to That's the Way It Is Radio. Tackling the issues that the Conan O'Briens of this world are just too damn scared to touch.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
And now, here's your host, N.D.W., a.k.a. Norris Wiggins.
Hey, welcome again to another edition of That's the Way It Is Radio, and I'm your host, NDW. We're back here to bring another show together with you. I mean, it's live. And before I get into all of that, let me give a wonderful shout out here to my wonderful staff. Yeah, Nord J over there on the boards tonight. He's running things the way he always do. Coming up, segment from a girl, Jules, that's right, number one producer. She's going to be giving you the health tips tonight. On the show, it's going to be a great thing, and I'm telling you, it's live. Tonight, we're talking about, that's right, that's the past, present, the future, greatness. Greatness. You all saw the movie out there about the Tuskegee Airmen and all that. Well, listen, we're right here. We're airing live at the Century Club Limited here in Washington, D.C. This is where we're bringing it all for you. Like I'm telling you, I've got some people that's going to be coming on the line. If you want to join in on this as we talk about the greatness of the past, present, and the future, give us a call. Get your phone lines together. Make your comments. 714-464-4848. That number again is 714-464-4848. Nord J, let's get ready to take it away. Come on, bring that first song on to me. Fantasia, Collard Greens, and Cornbread. You right here, That's the Way It Is Radio. Your host, NDW, Norris D. Wiggins. Yeah.
Is sponsored by Tada Travel. That's TadaTravel.com. TadaTravel.com. Visit TadaTravel.com for upcoming trips and events, including The Mountaintop on Broadway, January 4th, starring Angela Bassett and Samuel L. Jackson. Then it's to Broadway again on Wednesday, April 25th, to see The Gershwins' Porgy and Bess with Audra McDonald, with dining experiences at the Red Rooster and the Mealy's Restaurant, respectively. Also visit tadatravel.com for details on a 5-day, 4-night trip to the Gullah Festival, South Carolina, highlighting tours in Charleston, Beaufort, Hilton Head, as well as Savannah, Georgia. Then join line dance enthusiasts with Tada Travel for a 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive trip to the annual line dance convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Travel with Tada Travel for a full foliage trip to New England, including Martha's Vineyard, Newport, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, and Boston, Massachusetts, as well as Foxwoods, Connecticut, for a 5-day, 4-night excursion. And finally, for 2012, join Tada Travel for Mediterranean cruise to the beautiful Greek Isles, including Ephesus, Venice, Italy, and Turkey. This all-inclusive package includes round-trip airframe plane fare, the cruise itself with all food and entertainment included, taxes, port charges, fuel charge, as well as round-trip charter transportation to BWI Airport, all for only $21.95. Yes, visit tadatravel.com today. Click specials to make your secure online PayPal purchase. That's Tada, T-A-D-A, travel.com. Just remember, Terry Allen and Dale Allen. Tada, travel at tadatravel.com. When you want to go, just let us know. Tada!
All right, that's right. You're in tune to That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. That's right. In this edition, we're talking about that movie, Red Tails. This movie is a must-see, and we've got to support it. As I got a text, I got an email message. One of my friends was telling me about how a friend of them was fortunate to see an advanced viewing of the movie Red Tails, and talked about how George Lucas' version of the story of the Tuskegee Airmen. This is like a movie that was 20 years in the making. It's a predominantly black cast. All the main actors are black in this movie. Well, anyway, the movie was finally ready for production. And at the time it was ready for production, no production company would take it. And as a result, what happened is George Lucas had to come up and he had to write a check. And after the production was all completed, believe it or not, no distribution company would take it. So George Lucas again wrote another check. So they started doing some advanced viewing, which was sponsored by Wells Fargo Museum for Black History and a few other places. I don't actually know the name or could assist with. But the movie, I understand, is a very intriguing. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat, action going on. It's well done, certainly worth seeing. And I know a lot of you all have probably seen the movie by this point in time. That's all good. Well, anyway, I'm right here again in Washington, D.C. I'm over here at the Century Club. I've got gentlemen and people here right here in the club who knows about the Tuskegee Airmen experience. And we're going to be hearing about that right here on this show, in this edition of That's the Way It Is Radio. So y'all stay on with me as we talk about this movie, Red Tails. We're going to talk about our past, future, and our presence and the leadership right here in America. Coming back again a little bit later on, Norris Wiggins, NDW. I'm your host. We've got Jules going to be coming up a little bit later, giving you the health tip. But right now, let's get back into a little bit of music to fuel your soul. Come on, Norris. What's next? Bring it on, Nelly.
tripping out here about the girl.
No way, hey.
Cause they gon' fight over no day. As you can see, but I like your steez, your style, your whole demeanor, the way you come through and holler and swoop me in. So see, I got gangsta, and I got special ways to thank ya. But don't you feel feeling, but it ain't that easy for you to back up and leave them. But you and D, they got ties for different reasons. I respect that, and right before I turned to leave, she said,
you don't know what you've been to me.
Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof.
Man,
I guess I got my swagger back.
Man,
truth. New watch alert.
Man,
few blows. Or the big face rolly, I got
man,
two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, tuck man. I adopted these niggas, still I'm coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, well, I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. So your diamonds up, cause we in and get another game.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Me in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased.
Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Control level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house, count, I'm showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes with no benefits, not bad, huh? Put some immigrants through your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Welcome back again to That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. I'm right here right now in Washington, D.C. I'm hanging out here at the Century Club here. Got all my brothers around here. This is a personal club right here in the Washington, D.C. area. I ain't giving no location, but as again, we're talking about Red Tails. That's right, the movie Red Tails. I mean, a great story here. Basically, the friendly skies did not exist over the area when the Red Tails flew. The Red Tails is a name used to describe the famous World War II black fighter pilot known as the Tuskegee Airmen. Right here on the line, I have with me my gentleman that has seen the movie Red Tails. He's right here on That's the Way It Is Radio to talk about it with you. Let's bring him up. Dorje, if you can bring up my caller at 202-345. My caller at 202-345. Norris, you bring him on. This is Ken right here at the club tonight talking about and giving you his cue of Red Tails. Ken, are you on the line with him?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, Ken, we hear you very well. Welcome to That's the Way It Is Radio, brother. Thank you for taking your time out tonight to give us your experience of what you got out of the movie.
Okay, well, thank you for having me, Norris. I appreciate it. I can sit up here and tell you that the movie was very entertaining. I took my teenage sons to go see it with me. I hyped them up to go see it. I'm a big CDM and supporter. I mean, I think they, you know, they did the fight during World War II, and when they got back home, trying to, you know, help desegregate service and did a number of things that were, you know, not really public knowledge. So the film showed some of those things. Only, I guess, the disappointment I had was they probably started a little late as far as not talking about the story of how these pilots basically had to go, you know, through flight training, Tuskegee, and the politics of getting in the fly. But I do understand that what George Lucas was trying to do was trying to make sure that, you know, a wider audience, you know, of Americans at least, understand what these gentlemen did as for as far as being in the front of like I said, desegregating service, showing the blacks you know, were more than capable, in fact, you know, well more than capable.
Now, I heard that there were some people that went, they actually say that in the movie that there was there's been controversy about the fact of the movie being real to form or true to form to what actually happened. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, it's not historically accurate, but it doesn't pretend to be. I mean, they say at the beginning of the movie that, you know, it's based on events that happened, and there are things in the movie that were definitely accurate. The first fire squad to shoot down a German jet. That's correct. They did sink a destroyer. That's correct. They did not lose any bombers. That is correct. So there are things that were actually historically accurate. But, I mean, you know, as far as the personalities involved, I can't tell you about the individual subsidiary airmen and whether their stories are correct. I would assume that there's a lot of, Hollywood, improvisation on what happened to make it entertaining, because it wasn't trying to be a historical documentary. It was an action film, and it was. Much like if you saw something like Tora, 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 or any of those other military, it could be based on true events. And I think it would have been great if it was more historically accurate, but I think it's still great that, you know, a lot of people saw the film and got to see the fact that, you know, historically they know that there was a Tuskegee Airman and there was a black fighter squadron. It could have been done a little differently, but, you know, I don't know what fight George Lucas had with, you know, getting the film done at all.
But all in all, would you recommend, as you've seen it, for others to really go see it? I mean, really,
definitely.
From an entertainment standpoint.
Definitely.
And
definitely.
I mean, although we need to support George Lucas, but other than supporting George on that, would you say that the movie is of quality and you certainly recommend it?
I'm not too worried about supporting George Lucas. I'm saying that to me, what it does is it's based on historical facts. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's not a documentary. But it's based on historical fact, and I think if you just left out the movie and knew nothing about the Tuskegee Airmen before you went, you would come out knowing 1,000 times more than when you went in. And then if you really were interested, you could actually do the research. But it's not entertaining. It's a good movie. It's a good family movie. Again, it's a testament to, you know, what these men went through. And I would definitely recommend that you go see this movie. Take as many of your friends and family as you can.
Well, Ken, basically with that said, man, I want to thank you very much for coming on, being a part, calling into That's the Way It Is Radio. We every Wednesday right here, 8 o'clock. Thank you. My producer's sitting up here looking at me saying, 8 o'clock, Norris. We've changed our time. It's 8 o'clock. It's every Wednesday, same place, same time. People like you, Ken, we thank you so much for joining in with us. I got to go ahead and get ready to pay some bills right here. But before doing that, we're going to take it on over here. Noah J, we got something over there by CeeLo Green talking about Food For Me. Why don't we put that on? Because we don't want to be a fool for nobody when it comes to our history.
I'm not.
show is sponsored by Tada Travel. That's TadaTravel.com. TadaTravel.com. Visit TadaTravel.com for upcoming trips and events, including The Mountaintop on Broadway, January 4th, starring Angela Bassett and Samuel L. Jackson. Then it's to Broadway again on Wednesday, April 25th, to see The Gershwins' Porgy and Bess with Audra McDonald, with dining experiences at the Red Rooster and the Neely's Restaurant, respectively. Also visit TadaTravel.com for details on a 5-day, 4-night trip to the Gullah Festival, South Carolina, highlighting tours in Charleston, Beaufort, Hilton Head, as well as Savannah, Georgia. Then join line dance enthusiasts with Tada Travel for a 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive trip to the annual line dance convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Travel with Tada Travel for a full foliage trip to New England, including Martha's Vineyard, Newport, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, and Boston, Massachusetts, as well as Foxwoods, Connecticut, for a 5-day, 4-night excursion. And finally, for 2012, join Tada Travel for Mediterranean cruise to the beautiful Greek Isles, including Ephesus, Venice, Italy, and Turkey. This all-inclusive package includes round-trip airframe plane fare, the cruise itself with all food and entertainment included, taxes, port charges, fuel charge, as well as round-trip charter transportation to BWI Airport, all for only $21.95. Yes. Visit TadaTravel.com today. Click specials to make your secure online PayPal purchase. That's Tada, T-A-D-A, Travel.com. Just remember, Terry Allen and Dale Allen, Tada Travel at TadaTravel.com. When you want to go, just let us know. Tada!
Certified quality, and that the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology. What is the right way? That's my policy. Thunder Paul, I'm trying to answer.
There is a rock. town in a your drop top girl, you know, stop shop girl. You come more than just you want rock that world. It's a top top girl. Me and you together is a rock that girl. Drive down the town in a your drop top girl, you know, stop shop girl. You come more than just you want rock that world.
Baby boy. That's right. You're tuned to That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. I'm here in the Washington, D.C. area hanging out tonight. I'm telling you, I'm at the exclusive. All right, here we go. There we go. Are we back again? There we go. We were having a few technical difficulties. We are out here on location again right here in Washington, D.C. That's right, at the Century Club Limited right here in Washington, D.C. We are out here right here hanging out with some of the most elite in the Washington, D.C. area. You just heard from my man Ken. Ken was out here. He explained and talked to you about the movie Red Tail, and he gave you his view and his take on that movie here and what was going on. George Lucas done a great job here with that movie. A lot of it was definitely said that many of you, if you have not seen it yet, go and see the movie. You would definitely be entertained talking about the Tuskegee Airmen in there. So no matter what you've heard about it, still go and see it and develop your own opinion of the movie. It's well done. So anyway, let's move on. Again, I said, we're coming up here to our 20 minutes to the hour right now. Let's go ahead and get some health tips. Let's go ahead. NoJ, 786-337 up there on the queue. Bring that up because I want to go all the way over there to sunny California. Number one producer, I want to hear the health tip of the day. Bring it on up there. The help tip of the day coming from Jules. Jules, what do you got to say for us? What's the help tip of the day?
Hey, how are y'all doing over there? I hope everybody's fine. Well, my health tip for today, for this week, is on a liquid fast. Now, I've been on this liquid fast, on a liquid fast, for about 2 weeks now, and I've been doing it with my church. Now, for those who are unsure what a liquid fast actually is, well, liquid fasting is abstaining from all solid food. You can only ingest liquid. It's a way of detoxing and cleansing the body. And some people also do it as a spiritual way to gain clarity. Now, me personally, I'm doing a spiritual liquid fast. Now, what are some of the benefits of doing a liquid fast? Well, a water or juice liquid fast can help you lose weight quickly and drastically improve your health and vitality. Now, I started seeing results in the first 3 days with my skin, waistline area, and my energy. Now, the time frame may differ between each person, but liquid fasting, especially juice fasting, is one of the best methods of losing weight because it leads to weight loss at a quick and high, quite a high speed. Now, what are the things that you should not do while on a liquid fast? You should not, first of all, you should stay away from sugary and salty liquids. Obviously, I can't say food because you're not going to be eating any food. But try to stick to more natural fruit or vegetable smoothies and water, of course. Here's a joke. One of the members at my church thought that he could actually blend meat, such as bacon, and just because it was liquid, it was okay for him to drink. No, that's not the case. Stick to vegetables and fruits and, you know, certain smoothies like that. You can find that at your grocery store and everything if you don't want to blend it yourself. It's pretty tasty. Now, my suggestion to you while you're on the fast is that you can take a stimulant to help you with the cleansing process, and you should also do some routine exercises. Now, when I say to do exercises, don't strain yourself too much, because I know sometimes with all that excess movement, you know, some people may tend to get a little lightheaded. But all in all, if you guys want to find out more information about doing the liquid fast, whether it be with water or juice fasting, you can go to these websites here. The first website is allaboutfasting.com, also fitnessthroughfasting.com, and spiritualfasting.net. Now, I'm Jules, and that's all for my health segment for this week, and I'll see you guys on the show next week.
This one. Bringing me back on. All right, Jules. All right, Jules, thank you for that so much. We're very happy to have it. Again, I'm NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins here, the host of That's the Way It Is Radio. And again, we're right here in Washington, D.C. I have with me right now Mr. Nathan Sanders. He's the president of the Washington Teachers Union. It's right here in the Washington, D.C. area. We're in this segment where we're talking about the past, present, and the future of the greatness that we've had in our community. I mean, we right now in Black History Month, Martin Luther King, there's so much greatness here that we can talk about. But just to get us started out on the right foot talking about the past, bringing you into the present, and then the future of the greatness, no better person to bring that than a man of education himself. Nathan Sanders, who's president of the Washington Teachers Union. Nathan, thank you for being with us on That's the Way It Is Radio, brother.
It's a pleasure. I'm always excited to have an opportunity to talk about Black history and really role models for our young people, as well as our older folks in the African-American community. We all need role models, no matter how old we are.
That's absolutely true. We all definitely need role models out there in our community, because in order to make that community, it takes you to be involved. So that's very important. Nick, right now we're in Black History Month right now, and a lot of talk is we talk about the greatness of what Martin Luther King has done. But then there are also people right now that are present in the education department, such as yourself, that are implementing policies and things like that to improve our education here, not just here, but even abroad. So I just want you to give us your viewpoint and reflection on the past of greatness and then what you see as the present greatness that's going on within our community, and then how does that reflect future?
Well, let me say, right here in Washington, D.C., you know, we have some folks that are capable leaders who are involved in education and making sure that young people kind of move forward. You know, one of the myths of leadership and mentorship is the fact that only the named individuals were role models. Many times in our community, role models were parents, neighbors, friends of friends, and extended family. I'm going to give you a couple folks that are involved in education and Black history that are a rightful a part of the history. Jim Shelton, who was second in charge of the Department of Education in Washington, D.C., the Federal Department of Education. Also, Jim Hintz with Charter School Movement. Perfect examples of individuals who are role models. What's interesting is that there are Morehouse men, much like Martin Luther King. I'm a Morehouse man as well, and they easily come to mind.
Yeah, definitely. Morehouse got a lot of history to it. Morehouse has certainly gave birth and have brought a lot of people that have made a difference in our communities today as we know it to be. So Morehouse has definitely been an educational institution. So you definitely have come from that fine fabric in there. Tell us a little bit about, and Morehouse has a lot of connections to a lot of the past histories in our Black community. Tell us a little bit about that, if you can.
Well, Morehouse is incredibly relevant in terms of leadership in the African American community and mentoring and role model development on developing young people to become future role models. You know, you look at programs like the Oprah Winfrey Scholarship, which, you know, has a prominent position in Morehouse. But you also, you know, you got to look at past religious and political leaders that were developed there. But I would argue that every individual who played a prominent role in the establishment of historically Black colleges and universities, Oliver Howard, Howard University, Wilberforce, Hampton University, all of those individuals who played roles in developing those institutions were definitely worthy of leadership positions and titles as role models.
Well, I can tell you definitely we appreciate people like yourselves and those in the past that have actually stand up and have become those models in the community and have put policies and things together that have allowed us to be able to further educate ourselves, you know, as a community. We need more of those role models like yourself. It gives our youth hopes, as Obama did running as president and getting the presidency of the United States. So with that and many more, we certainly appreciate that. Nathan, I appreciate you being on That's the Way It Is Radio. Any closing remarks that you'd like to make for us?
I've got to close with that wonderful role model that we, America and the world, heard yesterday, Barack Obama. Barack Obama is an example of a person who is weathering the storm today, but tomorrow will be go down in history as one of the most prominent African-American figures who served as a role model and mentor to so many of us and inspired future corporate leaders, educational leaders in America, and religious leaders as well. So, you know, I want to give them the proper due because I think it's timely. I think we all ought to read his State of the Union address. Now, he delivered yesterday, not just listen to it, but read it. Eloquent, competent, capable, sound, fundamentally, morally correct individual who is worthy of our support in the future and our support today as President of the United States. All right?
You just heard it. from Nathan Sanders. He's right there, the president of the Washington Teachers Union here, right here in Washington, D.C. I hope you all heard it. We're here on location right now. There's a lot of noise that's in the background that we have no control of, but what he's just simply shared with us is great knowledge, and I hope you were able to pick that up. Again, this is NBW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. I'm your host of That's the Way It Is Radio. With that, Norj, we're going to go ahead and just, hey, this has all been a radio message. R. Kelly, this is a radio message. You've been in tune to That's the Way It Is Radio. Again, NBW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. Don't go away. We'll be back with a lot more. Take it away.
This is a radio message to my baby. And I'm begging her.
Show is sponsored by Tada Travel. That's TadaTravel.com. TadaTravel.com. Visit TadaTravel.com for upcoming trips and events, including The Mountaintop on Broadway, January 4th, starring Angela Bassett and Samuel L. Jackson. Then it's to Broadway again on Wednesday, April 25th, to see The Gershwin's Porgy and Bess with Audra McDonald. with dining experiences at the Red Rooster and the Neely's restaurant, respectively. Also visit tadatravel.com for details on a 5-day, 4-night trip to the Gullah Festival, South Carolina, highlighting tours in Charleston, Beaufort, Hilton Head, as well as Savannah, Georgia. Then join line dance enthusiasts with Tada Travel for a 4-day, 3-night, all-inclusive trip to the annual line dance convention in Atlanta, Georgia. Travel with Tada Travel for a full foliage trip to New England, including Martha's Vineyard, Newport, Rhode Island, Cape Cod, and Boston, Massachusetts, as well as Foxwoods, Connecticut, for a 5-day, 4-night excursion. And finally, for 2012, join Tada Travel for Mediterranean cruise to the beautiful Greek Isles, including Ephesus, Venice, Italy, and Turkey. This all-inclusive package includes round-trip airframe plane fare, the cruise itself with all food and entertainment included, taxes, port charges, fuel charge, as well as round-trip charter transportation to BWI Airport, all for only $21.95. Yes, visit tadatravel.com today. Click specials to make your secure online PayPal purchase. That's Tada, T-A-D-A, travel.com. Just remember, Terry Allen and Dale Allen, Tada Travel at tadatravel.com. When you want to go, just let us know. Tada!
I'm Tony's girlfriend. I don't mean to call on no disrespect.
Wait a minute. Tony's girlfriend? Apparently you got the wrong number because I'm Tony's woman. His only woman, that is.
Well, obviously that's what he's been telling you, but I'm calling right now to formally introduce myself. My name is Fenton.
Did you just say introduce yourself?
Yes.
Well, I don't.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Let me wrap.
You can say what you want. This is my man. Get your room.
Here concludes another edition of That's the Way It Is Radio. I want to thank my callers in Ken, who gave his perspective on the Red Tail movie of the Tuskegee Airmen. Also want to thank Nathan Sanders, the president of the Washington Teachers Union here in the Washington, D.C. area, as he got back and reflected on us the greatness of the past, present, and the future. And I also want to thank you, my listeners out there, that has been tuned in to That's the Way It Is Radio this week. Lawrence, thank you, my producer. She's out there, Jules. She brought some good tips to you. I want to thank Norjay out there who's running the board. That's my son out there. He's doing this thing. Hey, and I want to thank you, all of you. We want to thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget us next week, same time, same place. New time is at 8 o'clock. That's the Way It Is Radio again. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins, because that's the way it is. Thank you. See you same place, same time. Gotta go.